There's a little story I like to tell. It's on the new record, but when Olden the Way used to rehearse, we used to, we'd start out in the living room, and we'd start a tune, this next tune usually, because it was really hard driving tune, and we'd start playing it, then everybody would go to different parts of the house, upstairs, downstairs, outside, and, you know, you'd pass somebody else in the band, like, on the porch, and if, yeah, you'd be still in time, yeah, you're cool, we're still playing. And then the rule was, you had to be back in the living room for the last chorus. And that's how we knew if we were rehearsing okay, because if we could get back to, if we could find our way back to the living room, remember the words, and come in together, we knew we were happening. But and, you know, in the band, we all had nicknames. John Conn played the bass, and he and his bass were both known as Mule. John Conn, yes. Yeah, he was Mule. Of course, I was Panama, Panama Red. I was Red, you know, so. Vassar over here, depending, if he had his pipe in his mouth, he would be Clamp. If he didn't have his pipe in his mouth, he'd be just Clem. And the banjo picker, he was, David once introduced him spontaneously on stage as Jerry introduced David as a, let's see which came first, I can't remember, but I guess, right, now, that's new, I didn't know that, Jerry, no, that's not true. All right, I won't. Sometimes David would call Jerry Egg and Jerry called David Chicken, but that's not, never mind.
And I just can't remember which came first.
We don't know which came first. But one afternoon, David introduced Jerry as our banjo player, Jerry Spud Boy Garcia. And it was the same day that Jerry turned around and introduced David as David Dog Grizzly. And we didn't know what to call ourselves, so Jerry came up with Olden in the Way.